At their meeting in 2000, world leaders decided to keep their options open for achieving nuclear disarmament, including the convening of an international conference to identify ways of eliminating nuclear weapons. In his address to the General Assembly on Thursday, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said some might complain that nuclear disarmament is little more than a dream, but that, the United Nations chief added, ignores the very tangible benefits disarmament would bring for all humankind.
Its success would strengthen international peace and security. It would free up vast and much-needed resources for social and economic development. It would advance the rule of law. It would spare the environment and help keep nuclear materials from terrorist or extremist groups. And it would remove a layer of fear that clouds of all human existence.
The president of the UN General Assembly, Ambassador John Ash of Antigua and Barbuda, reminded world leaders that the United Nations has grappled with nuclear disarmament since its inception.
It was on January 10, 1946, that the United Nations General Assembly gathered for its inaugural meeting in London, England. At that time, the nascent assembly adopted its very first resolution on a matter that was and still is paramount to human civilization. The resolution called for, and I quote, specific proposals for the elimination from national armaments of atomic weapons and all other major weapons adaptable to mass destruction, end quote.
Speaking on behalf of the Non-Aligned Movement, or NAM, which comprises 120 countries, Iranian President Hassan Rouhani said the world has waited too long for nuclear disarmament. He said the states that possess nuclear weapons have the primary responsibility for nuclear disarmament and strongly urged them to comply with this obligation.
جنبش عدم تعهد مصمم است از هیچ گونه تلاشی.
NAM is determined to make every effort to realize the vision of a nuclear weapon-free world without further delay. Instead of nuclear weapons, let us invest in development and in eradicating poverty, ignorance, and diseases. Let us bestow upon future generations a nuclear weapon-free world.
The Iranian leader proposed the designation of the 26th of September as an international day to renew the resolve to completely eliminate nuclear weapons. Derek Mbata, United Nations.